T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today, none other than super producer Dallas Austin. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, baby. How are you?
I am doing well. How does it feel to have been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
It's unbelievable. I'm still like riding on a life high that I never felt before. I'd never felt this feeling I feel still from that time to now. I've never felt that feeling in my life.
What was the most special moment for you during the induction?
It was really, to tell you the truth, it was really to have Jermaine induct me, because we've been friends for so long, and like he went in the year before, and it was just one of these crazy God ironic things that both of us are going to the Hall of Fame the year after each other, and we've been friends and working together since we were like 17 years old and starting the music scene in Atlanta. So I think that was kind of it was special to be there by myself, but what really made it special is that for him to induct me in and tell the stories of how we met and everything else. You know, that was really a God moment.
You've worked with so many superstars. To what do you attribute your songwriting success?
Really just to stories, I think. You know, I've always came up on people like Jimmy and Terry and Babyface and Prince, and like everything was like a movie crammed into 3 minutes, you know? So I've always looked at songs like, how can I tell this story in 3 minutes? You know, that's the only way I can make it great, you know?
So tell me this. Out of all the songs you've written, well, how many have you written?
I looked at my Wikipedia and then I had to go through the alphabet on them. So it's been so many songs that I didn't even realize I've done that many songs. You have to go through every letter in the alphabet in the category.
Sure. So what do you feel is the greatest song you've written?
I feel like probably, I mean, to me, it's probably Unpretty. Just because the effect that it had on so many people, and I would get letters back, you know, before it was the internet, and kids were like, oh, you know, I have cancer, and my dad used to tell me it's not about how I look, but I couldn't relate to that until I heard this song, you know. So I think Unpretty was the one that like might have touched the most people.
What was the reason you wrote Unpretty? What was the dynamic there?
Well, we had already came off of like, I knew, you know, TLC was, we've always had messages in the songs, and by the time we finished Waterfalls and then got to the next record, I knew that we needed to have some form of record that would be uplifting to them in another way, you know. And I knew we haven't done pop rock on them, so I was like, well, let me just find a way to flip them into pop rock and then have a topic that's just like something that, you know, is a necessity more so, you know. And T-Boss had a poem book, and in her poem book, one of the titles was Unpretty, and I said, does that word say Unpretty? I've never heard Unpretty as a word before. She said, yeah. So okay, I'm gonna write a song called Unpretty to that, you know. So that's how it kind of came about.
Awesome. Talking to Dallas Austin, the super producer. You and Jermaine Dupri have been friends for so long. So as I understand, you two are now coming together in a business. Tell me about it. JDA,
yeah. We're putting, you know, Jermaine is at So So Def, and I've had Rowdy ever since we've all started, and it's just time for us to put it all together. And so we're starting a company where we management and acts and production and everything that we do the best, we're doing it under one umbrella now.
You're going to be headquartered where?
ATL. You know, we plan on making JDA Atlanta's Warner Brothers at some point, Atlanta's DreamWorks. You know, so we'll encompass everything that we've always done, and we've always done it separately. So we was like, why don't we just do this together? You know, and make let's close this statement the right way.
Dallas Austin, brother, thank you as always. It's great to see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister from hometown.
All right. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.